This is St. Louis Public Radio. Earlier this month, a tragic situation unfolded in South St. Louis. A 32-year-old woman named Mary Jo Troche shot and killed her husband Matthew, their 3-month-old baby Taylor Rose, and then herself. Suspected as a case of postpartum depression or psychosis, Mary Jo's mother, Polly Fick, unexpectedly called in to St. Louis on the Air, where the topic was postpartum depression. Washington University child psychiatrist Dr. Cynthia Rogers was among host Don Marsh's guests.
So sorry for the family's involvement in all of that, obviously.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that, sir. And thank you so much for having this kind of a show. Can I talk now?
Of course. Please do.
Dr. Rogers, I can't thank you enough for making this aware, making people aware of this. And my husband and I would like to start a foundation. I guess my question to you is twofold. Number one, there has to be some sort of a mechanism so that this kind of thing doesn't happen again. Is there any kind of, to your knowledge, any kind of foundation out there? Do you know?
There are a couple of different organizations. And first, let me just say, I am so very sorry for your loss.
Thank you, Dr.
And
Rogers.
If anything that we have done has provided you any modicum of comfort, I'm very, very happy to hear that.
You did that, ma'am.
I think that I'm very also happy to hear that you are wanting to try and turn the tragedy into something positive.
Thank you.
In honor of your family. Mm-hmm. Postpartum Support International is a large organization that is dedicated to increasing awareness about postpartum mm-hmm. mental health issues. Okay. Actually, the Missouri March of Dimes currently has
really?
a large initiative geared toward perinatal mental health. I know people usually think of them as about preventing prematurity.
Exactly.
Yeah, but
exactly.
They understand that if you want to improve infant outcomes, you really have to address the moms.
Polly, thanks so much for your call. Again, certainly condolences. But a quick
you.
Question for you. Has
sure.
anything been definitive been determined with regard to Mary Jo's postpartum situation? Has it been definitively determined that she suffered from postpartum depression?
Interesting enough, Mary Jo was, I don't know if you're aware of this, Mary Jo was a licensed clinical social worker. Okay, so that entered into the picture, sir. In answer to your question, yes. I think what you're asking me, there's no doubt about it. But because of her background, and working as a social worker, I think she was of the opinion that, she could handle things and, she could take this on. Like what you suggested, Dr. Rogers, the new mother syndrome, she was breastfeeding, she was trying to juggle all this. The pressure that are put on first-time moms, women, is unbelievable. She would just return back to work, and she was juggling that. She was juggling, all the stress of that. Her husband was very, very supportive. Her husband was right there with her. Matt Troche was a wonderful husband to her. I mean, they had the ideal situation. She worked for a large pharmaceutical company out of her home, Would that have mattered if maybe she, worked at a regular office? Maybe a co-worker would have picked up it. But it's just a series of events that occurred that just, what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just a series of things that, of things that happened to her that, and I think women are, like what you said, Dr. Rogers, women don't want to admit that they can't do this,
mm-hmm.
First-time mom, and then breastfeeding and trying to juggle that and all that compounded, and it just was out of her realms. It was out of her realms.
Thank you.
Dr. Rogers, thank you so much, and thank you, Don, for having the show. We listen to 90.7 all the time. We love your show.
That was Polly Fick, the mother of Mary Jo Troche, a woman from South St. Louis who earlier this month shot and killed her husband, 3-month-old baby, and then herself. Fick confirmed that her daughter suffered from a postpartum disorder. The conversation was part of St. Louis on the Air.